From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Iraq, three deadly bombings struck parts of Baghdad Wednesday, killing at least 93, wounding more than 150. The deadliest attack occurred at a market in Sadr City. Islamic State claimed responsibility for all the attacks. U.S. Army Major General Gary Valesky, briefing reporters from Baghdad, expressed his condolences to the families of the victims.
As the enemy loses more and more terrain, they resort to some of these desperate acts. The security forces in Baghdad have the situation under control, but our condolences go out to those families.
Valesky said Iraqi forces are making great progress in reclaiming land lost to the insurgents. In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau strongly condemned Wednesday's bombings.
These cowardly attacks only harden the resolve of Iraqis and the international community to utterly destroy this group and its warped ideology.
She urged Iraqi leaders to work together to prevent an internal political crisis from getting in the way of fighting terrorist groups. The top court in Democratic Republic of Congo has ruled that President Joseph Kabila can stay in office beyond his mandate if the election is delayed. The Constitutional Court ruled Wednesday, citing a constitutional clause directing the current leader to stay in office until a newly elected one is installed. The decision comes amid rising political tensions in DRC, where opposition parties have accused Mr. Kabila of trying to hang out of power by delaying polls that are due this year. Mr. Kabila, whose term expires in December, has not yet indicated whether he intends to stand for re-election. Grappling with a budgetary shortfall, Nigeria Wednesday cut its popular fuel subsidy, raising petrol prices by two-thirds. The latest effort is to end a subsidy in 2012 that produced riots. Despite being a large oil producer, Nigeria faces a foreign exchange shortfall. This is VOA News. There are reports Islamic State fighters, having pulled out of the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra, are advancing once again toward it. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says IS fighters have cut a key road linking Palmyra with the provincial capital of Homs. Government forces retook the city in March. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday expressed concern about the latest advance.
We obviously were pleased to see ISIL give up Palmyra, and the focus of our efforts has been on degrading and ultimately destroying that terrorist organization. And we certainly do not want to see ISIL expand the territory that they control, and we certainly do not want to see ISIL put at risk once again such a historically and culturally significant city.
The observatory also reports an airstrike on IS-held territory in Deir ez-Zor province killed at least seven civilians, and a two-day ceasefire over the embattled city Aleppo expired midnight local time. Brazil's Senate continues to debate whether to proceed with an impeachment trial of President Dilma Rousseff. The debate comes as the country's Supreme Court rejected her bid to halt the proceedings. It appears the hours she has left in office are numbered, as indications are a majority of senators will vote for a trial, which means she'll be suspended from office during the legal proceedings. Demonstrations for and against her impeachment took place outside the congressional building in Brasilia. Ms. Rousseff impeached by the lower chamber over allegations she violated budgetary laws leading up to her 2014 re-election. She denies wrongdoing. A report released by the Norwegian Refugee Council said the number of people throughout the world who are internally displaced due to conflict and natural disasters stood at a record 40.8 million. Spokesman Carl Schembri says not surprisingly many are in the Middle East.
Yemen gets 25% of the global displacement figures caused by conflict. Immediately after Yemen, we have Syria, and followed by Iraq. Three countries in the Middle East, 50% of the total displacement by conflict is actually accounted for in the Middle East.
More than 19 million were uprooted by natural disasters last year, mostly in South Asia. The foreign ministers of Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine reached agreements Wednesday to improve security in Ukraine's war-torn eastern Donbas region, but failed to agree on holding elections. The conflict has killed more than 9,300 and displaced more than 1.5 million over 2 years. Two Britons and a Mexican national have become the first foreigners to climb Mount Everest, the world's tallest peak on the Nepalese side. Some 100 others are close to making the same feat. Last year's season was canceled after an avalanche killed 19 climbers. 16 Sherpa guides were killed in an avalanche in 2014. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.